Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Came on there and said we had difficulties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm
the only one that heard it.
I couldn't even see you.
Like I said, it was something on the part of the radio station. It wasn't us, so that's
okay.
That's one week we had to go without. But nevertheless, we back now.
All right. That's what I'm talking
last
about.
Yeah, damn, man. Another year then came and went. We still on here kicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now let me ask you, Ms. Peaches. Let's just say me and you are an item. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You previously was married, but you got divorced, but you kept his last name. Whenever we would go out, and like just say for instance, they would call you my last name. And you would correct them and say, no, my name is Mrs. Whatever. I mean, do you think I should get upset about that?
Yeah, you should. Because if I'm with you now and the past is the past and I'm starting a new future, so yeah, I wouldn't correct you. Yeah, you should be mad. Because if I'm with you, that's telling me that I'm only with you for your convenience or for when it's convenient for you or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You should be mad. That's how I take it, because that's just like if we was together, like you said, and you use your maiden name. I'm like, excuse me?
You know what?
That's just Peach's opinion for everybody to start going crazy.
No. I mean, it's an honest thing, because I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I think that if I understand the situation. You know, y'all been together. You got his name. You know, whatever the case is. But, I mean, that's just like if we're addressed in public, and they say, well, Mrs. Cass, and you correct them. No, my name is not Mrs. Cass. My name is Mrs.
My last name is Hooks. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'd be mad.
Did you just say Hooks?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh wee! Oh boy, you is crazy for real.
Say it again. What I meant?
Man, why do you keep getting really loud when you keep come talking?
Hello,
Mister.
Did I hear somebody say Mrs. Hooks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought I heard.
Oh, okay.
I had to double back on that too.
It's okay.
But I mean, seriously, because it was, and shout out to my girl Slick Mick. You know, it was posted and on the site, and
mm-hmm.
I personally, I would have a problem with it. I would have a real problem if you came around, you know, and every time somebody addressed you, you know. Well, I have a problem with you going around just carrying his name to that point where it's like, you know, all right, bam. You know, that would bother me.
Mm-hmm. I need all my 10 city listeners and people to do me a favor, too. Keep me in your prayers and pray that this cancer don't come back.
Oh, baby, don't even worry about it. You know you're
going to
beat
that.
I got
2 weeks to get my test results. I got 2 weeks, and I've been going crazy waiting on these 2 weeks. But you know what? Like everybody told me, just take it day by day.
That's all. That's all you can do. Take it day by day. Don't let it worry you.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
I've been clean.
You...
I've been free from cancer 26 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're going to say a prayer for you every day.
Amen. Thank you, baby.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, like I was saying, it made me get sentimental. But I mean, I'm serious. That would really bother me, man. And it's like I would be like, God damn, you know, how in the hell, you know? Because to me, this is like a slap in the face. That's like a
right.
You know, I'm sitting here, and you know, I mean, they doing this out of respect to me. You know, well, how you doing, Miss Cass? Well, my name ain't Cass. You know, like, wait, hold on. They didn't mean no harm, man. It was just a simple scenario that was said. So, yeah. Like I said, I would have a problem if the last name thing, you know, I would. I mean, even if you had the last name, you know, my thing is don't glorify the fact that you got this last name.
Right, especially not when you with me.
Right, but now, let me ask, well, I guess Father Time is still a little busy, but I'm going to say it myself. Uh-huh. You know, if we divorced, honestly and truly, I really don't want you to keep my name.
Let me ask you a question. Why? Because I kept my maiden name.
You kept your maiden
name? Before you answer that, the only reason why I kept it, because I have too much stuff involved in that name.
Okay.
But I don't go around, if I'm with another man, tell me, yeah, you can call me Miss, you know, Minifield. That's my last name. I ain't tripping. Miss Minifield. My last name is Miss Hooks. You can call me that. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, now I understand that. But my thing is like, okay, let's just say we divorced.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like, shit, go back to Minifield. Don't keep my last name. Go back to your
right.
name.
Right.
Why you keeping my name?
Right.
And I am curious, why do women keep the name? You
well,
know,
I, like I told you, a lot of them, I can't speak for a lot, but about, I just use out of 10 women, maybe 6 will keep their last name because of bill reasons, you know, and then you got to go down to the, because the judge asks you if the wife wants to keep her last name, yes or no, because you don't have a say-so in it. And I'd be like, yeah.
Why not? I mean, shit. Oh. You didn't. It ain't. I don't think it's your name to have.
Well, and you're right. But it was mine for 17 years. I earned it, so I kept it.
Well, sometimes I
use my, you know, maiden name, but you know, majority of the time I don't even use my other last name until all my stuff is done.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
Saying, like you said, I wouldn't be walking around and somebody said, hey, Miss Taz. And I wouldn't be like, my name ain't Miss Taz. That's like she got an attitude. Don't be calling me that. That ain't my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, because it's like, I just can't, you know. I can't see it. I mean, that's just like, you know, like, all right, you know, I don't know. I personally say, man, if you give me my name back. I'm like, Ike, shit, that's my daddy name. Give me my daddy name back.
Yeah, look what Tina did, or Tina kept that name. She earned that name.
Yeah, now in her case, yeah, because you know, that's what she was known as, and it was a stage name and all that. So you have to see in her case, but shit. I mean, if you got Tina Turner's type of thing, yeah, keep saying. But now if you're
just
sitting there, give me my name back.
Right, but she told the judge, he can have everything. I just want to keep my name.
Yeah, but see, now I heard you make the statement and say you work too hard for it. What did you do for that name? Did you work so hard for it other than say I do?
Oh, honey, I did it all. I told you,
nah, I mean,
I was a referee, I was a coach, I was a doctor, I was a nurse, I was a lawyer.
You ain't do no more than what you would do in any other relationship. That's my thing. So,
and
you're
right, but I feel I gave you 17 years, boo. If I gave you 17 years, you is not getting your name back. Unless you was abusive and you dogged me out, I'm talking about grimy, dirt dog, try to kill me, then hell no, I don't want nothing to remind me of you.
I don't know about that. I think if that's the case, it's over, it's over. It's over. It's over the whole way, not halfway. You know, don't be talk about some,
yeah, my name is still Mrs. such and such. But then at the same time, you can't stand it.
Okay. Okay, so is it wrong for the woman to still come around and see your family, even though y'all not together?
Well, you know what? That depends on my, I mean, I leave that up to my family.
Okay. So you don't believe in divorcing me and in divorcing my family? You don't believe in that?
You know what? My thing is this. If y'all develop some type of friendship or some type of relationship throughout the time we were together, okay, fine. You know, as long as you ain't disrespectful with it, then I don't mind.
Right.
Now, don't think. Now, if you getting disrespectful, oh, fuck this. I could come here or I could do this because I'm still a part of the family and this, that. No, now you're getting disrespectful. Now I'm going to tell whatever
right.
family member you come to see, you need to
right.
put an end to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
you
I can respect
right.
that. You know, she can't, you know, be throwing her weight around anymore. You lost that weight when I said divorce, so.
Right. Well, you can't just walk through my house like you like there's nothing. Like, you finna just walk in my kitchen. Oh, shit, I'm still part of the family. No. You just like a guest.
Right.
Man.
Okay, have a seat and wait to get weighed on.
Right.
All right, let's jump in on
everybody,
that.
Man. I miss talking to everybody. Shoot.
All right, let me jump in on this, man. First of all. All
right.
I don't see a problem with it.
You don't
right.
I really don't. I mean, if, you know, like I said on the site, if I don't give her my last name, I'm not going to trip on hers. I ain't going to trip until I give her my last name and, you know what I'm saying, she don't take it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? We get married and then you don't, you know what I'm saying, we get married, you don't change your name to my name. Then I got a problem with that.
Exactly.
But if she's already divorced and we just dating and she kept her divorce name, I ain't tripping on it.
I mean, so
that's
like I
me.
Said, like I asked you on the site, and it was like, so she, I mean, if a motherfucker came and Mrs. Timer, how you doing? Now, my name is not Mrs. Timer. My name is Mrs. Smith. That
but if that's her name, if that's her name, it wouldn't bother me, dog. Because I misunderstood it on the site. But if that's her name, then how can it bother me? You know what I mean? Like, my mama still got my father's last name. They've been divorced 40 years. She just kept the name. So she called herself, you know, Mrs. Bell all the time, even though she ain't married to the motherfucker no more. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if it works for you, then yeah. But, I mean, me personally, I feel like shit.
Hold that thought, dog. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What's up? This is Marty Marr.
What's your name again, bro?
Marty Marr.
Marty Marr. All right. What's happening with you?
Yeah. Nothing.
All right. I see you push one. You got something to say on the topic, brother?
Oh, no. I don't know what the topic is. I was just calling y'all, letting y'all know, wishing y'all a happy New Year's and shit like that. That's all.
Okay. All right. Same to you, too, man. Happy New Year to you, brother.
Appreciate that, bro.
All right. This is the topic. Would it bother you? Actually, I'll let him tell you.
All right, check this out. Marty Maul, what's going on with you, brother? Marty Maul?
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm
still
with you. I'm still with you.
All right, now check this out, bro. All right, let's just say you meet a young lady. You and this young lady, y'all get into a relationship. Now, she's been married once. She's been married. She got married. She got divorced. Now, She kept her husband's last name. Now, let's just say me and you friends, I come over, you know, I see you, and I, hey, what's happening, man? What's up? What's up with you? You know, we greet each other. And I greet her as, all right, now, Mrs. Maul, how you doing? And she cuts me off instantly. Nah, that ain't my name. My name is Mrs. Johnson, which is the ex-husband's last name. Does that bother you? Would that
Hell
bother
yeah,
you?
That would bother me. I have a real problem with that.
Let me ask you something, though, man. Let me. You say it bothers you, so let me ask you this. Why does it bother you if that's her last name?
I mean, true enough, that's her last name, but her and old dude ain't involved no more, so.
Exactly. That was the name given to her by marriage. That was the name given to her by marriage. She's not married to that man no longer. She's no longer married to that man. And if we're in an established relationship and you sitting there still pulling that shit, bitch, you need to go back to him.
If she never got her maiden name back, how is she supposed to introduce herself?
Man, fuck that. You better keep. When he said, "Hey, Mrs." and said my last name, you just go with the flow.
True.
That's what the fuck you do. You go with the flow.
Okay, you're not, daddy.
Exactly. You're not going to sit here and make me look stupid.
How is that you look stupid? I'm not understanding how that makes you. She's just correcting you. She's just correcting whoever said it. That's not my name. Sir.
First of all, if he said it, he said it in a term of endearment. I got to say that right. A term of endearment. He wasn't being funny. He know that's your lady, so that's how he's addressing her. Now, for you to sit there, like I just said, like my man Marty Mall. All right, how you doing, Mrs. Marty Mall? And she, no, that ain't my name. My name is Ms. Johnson. And that's her ex-husband's name? Hell no.
Well, maybe that's her way of saying put a ring on my finger, motherfucker, if you want me to be
referring. No. You better come to me and talk to me. Don't disrespect me. Now, I feel like that's a sign of disrespect.
Y'all could have waited till y'all got home, and then you could have, she could have said, well, I would have went with the flow, and then when I would have got home, well, babe, for now on when we are in public, I appreciate if you use my last name or something, or just say my real name. Don't even give my last name. It don't even matter. But if I'm with you and you hitting this and you the only one hitting this, hell yeah, you my daddy. What you want, babe? What you want my last name to be? What's your last name? Roy? Okay, Roy. Yes, I'm Mrs. Roy. He's the only one hitting this, yes.
Exactly. I mean, shit. But I'm going to tell you right now, Marley Mar, if that was me and your old lady did that, I ain't going to say nothing, but I'm damn sure going to give you this look like, God damn, nigga. And I would expect you to look at me the same way.
Yeah.
Damn. Motherfucker just got bit. He just got bit by his old lady.
Right up.
I mean, that's just the way I look at it. That's just the way I perceive it. I mean,
my wife's old mom, she kept her damn married name, and she been divorced from that motherfucker for about 25 years.
She's the same way with my mom. My mom kept her married name, been divorced 40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, okay, my thing is, Lord knows, I ain't going to say nothing negative towards your mom, but my thing is if somebody address her, if she's with somebody else and they address her by calling her that man's last name, I don't think she would just turn around, no, my name is Mrs. Bell. I don't think she would do that.
No,
I don't think she would do that.
From a woman point of view, no. She'd be like, nice to meet you.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we living together and we about to get married and all this shit, or we talking about marriage, yes, it would kind of bother me mm-hmm. to the point where you got to keep addressing yourself with his last name.
Yeah.
Y'all divorced. Give him that shit back.
Unless the motherfuckers that you're dealing with just don't give a damn about it, I guess, you know. It just depends on, you know, the situation. And she didn't deal with same staff first, and, you know, she just go by Miss Young, even though they ain't her damn, I mean, that's the real last name now, but shit, he's been divorced from that motherfucker for 25 plus years, and hell, when y'all was married, he wasn't married that damn long in the first place.
What you say? Now y'all married about 5 years, but then you want to keep his name for the next 25? Come on,
yeah. What kind of shit is that?
run his name all up, fucked up credit and all that shit.
Yeah, all that shit.
But then when she want to go get a new, when she want to go get a new furniture set, then she go back to Smith. I'm just saying. If you get divorced, divorce the name.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. If that woman want to keep that name, fuck it, keep the name. Some women don't want to go through the household changing their name back, man.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, okay, that's all fine, well, and good. But now, if you didn't jump off and you done ventured off into a new relationship, this relationship serious to the point where y'all done start living together and y'all done made this commitment towards each other to, you know, of course y'all working to get married, then the first step is to drop all your past shit, which includes
yeah.
that damn name.
Hell, they want to keep two last names. They want to be called Vanessa Bell Calloway and shit like that. Like, man, all that bullshit.
Oh, it's talking about hyphenating the name and shit.
Yeah, hyphenate the name and shit. Like, you ever have one fucking last name, that'd be it.
Right. Hold on. We got another caller. I think I know who this is already, though. Hey, Selena.
Hey, happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you. Hi.
Hey.
All right, Cecilia, I'm gonna bring you up. I'm gonna bring you up on it. But I just gotta make this point. What about the ones that don't even take your name?
I figured that's fucked up too.
That is real fucked. My ex-wife didn't even take my motherfucking name. Not to say that we were married that long any goddamn way. But it was just a point, man. I was on her trail all the time. When you going to go down there and get your shit changed?
was she still trying to steal Section 8 or some shit?
No. She wasn't on it wasn't no type of aid or none of that kind of shit involved. She just did not do it. But she took her purse to herself.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this right now. She kept his name.
No, when they got divorced, she took her maiden name back. But my point is, she did take his name in the beginning. When they got married, she changed her name around. When I married her, she didn't change her name around.
Maybe she knew it wasn't gonna last.
Maybe.
But damn,
she didn't want to spend that money to change her name back, so she's like, I ain't going to even change my shit in the first place.
Hmm.
I was hot, man. That shit made me mad. I was hurt. What you married before you want to take my fucking name?
Yeah, at that point, I think the red flags would have started going up.
Shit, red flag. I had a whole bunch of one big-ass red flag. With a bunch of little ones in between.
Are you still married, though?
This was before, though. This was during the marriage. You know what I mean? And then, actually, you know, once we said I do, she never changed her fucking name. And that shit hurt me. I was fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. So what did he ask?
How did she sign the marriage certificate?
She signed the marriage certificate as my last name, but she never legally changed it over. You know what I mean? She never went down there to the Social Security office and all that bullshit.
Is that the one you took the bed from? Come on, son.
Yeah, that's the one. Did you see the picture he put of me on the site?
No.
On my little huffy bike with the mattress on my head. That shit was funny as hell. SinCityRadio.net and go get your laugh on. That picture is hilarious. I'm telling y'all, it's funny. It's a hell of a picture. I couldn't do nothing but laugh. I couldn't even get mad. All I could do was laugh, and it was funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So go figure. Anybody make a right. Anybody? Go ahead.
Well, hold on. We didn't get Selena's take on this. Selena, what do you think?
What?
Do you think that about the name change thing?
I don't think. Did you hear the whole thing? I don't think she heard it, man.
What you just said, the retro Xbox?
No, not that far. Before that, tell her again, man.
Well, the scenario was that if me and you were together, right? You had been married previously, and divorced, but you kept his last name. Now, me and you, we become an item. We've become a couple. Now, let's just say, for instance, you know, father time comes and he, you know, me and him talking to each other, and he see you and he address you. He say, "Hey, how you doing, Mrs. Cass?" And you say, "No, that's not my name. My name is Johnson," which is your ex-husband's last name. Do you think I should be offended by that?
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, okay, you said she with the new guy. Somebody addressed her as the old guy. I mean, as his girl. Well, Mr. Yeah, but she said, "Nah, I'm still, you know, basically Mr. Such and Such."
Yeah.
That is so big. Yeah, I'd be pissed. So I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
Hold on. He didn't explain it all the way. Remember now, the woman never changed her name back to her maiden name. She kept her married name. So that's what she referred to, Mrs. Johnson. They call her Mrs. Johnson at work because that's her married name. Even though she divorced, she kept the name.
Okay, but is she married again to the other guy?
No, they're not married yet.
They're
a couple. They're all right.
I mean, we'll have some, you know, that's kind of iffy because, I mean, really, you really shouldn't have nothing to say. We ain't married yet. You're not a guarantee, so that won't put
a
ring on it. Right, you
that's
know what I'm saying?
Right,
you're a guarantee to it.
And you know what? And that one right there would have just killed the guarantee right there. I mean,
but you
my
know
thing
what?
Is
so what I would have done was that's when the discussion would have came up. You know, if you know where are we going with this, and are you gonna drop his name? You know what I'm saying? Then you know that'd have been your in and out right there.
Right, but now I'm saying the initial thing was, would you correct the man? Would you correct the man and tell him no? Don't call me that. Call me. I mean, my thing is this: even if that's the case, then. I would rather you say your maiden name than your ex-husband's name.
Right. But she probably so used to saying it, so I mean, it's a simple mistake or, you know, I don't know.
I mean, and maybe in some cases, but then you got some people that just feel like, oh, fuck that. I'm just that bad bitch where I can get it done like that. And I don't believe in that.
But what would be the purpose of feeling like that? You know, like she should keep.
You know what? I had no idea, but I mean, you know, just like we got some out there.
I don't know.
It goes by how she said though. Is it? Do she say Mrs. Johnson or do she say Miss Johnson?
I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care if you say Mrs., Uncle, Auntie, Sister, Brother.
Well, I mean,
motherfucker. No, not put his name in this equation.
If he'd have walked up to her and said your last name, like, hey, Mrs., you know, your name, And you'd have been the one to be like, nah, she ain't Mrs. yet. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it could go either way. I know. You know how
that's
it is.
True.
I mean,
that's true.
Know how it is.
I'm going to tell you like think this. About it like that, but that's true.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
tell you like
true.
This. And if I did that, I expect you to smack the shit out of me.
Right.
Yeah, but then, you know, and what's, yeah, that too. But on the other hand, well, I don't know.
I mean, now, come on, son. Let's be honest. Now, it's a, I mean, to be joking and playing is one thing, but now, I mean, you could take a that right there would be disrespectful. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought it up about the man, because a man would be. I mean, if I'm sitting there, and oh, I'm good enough for you. I'm good enough to fuck you. I'm good enough for laying in your bed. But then if a motherfucker called you my last name, I'm like, oh, hell no, man. She ain't Mrs. Cash yet. Hell no,
right.
I'm wrong with that. You know,
right.
I feel like I just disrespected you. I totally disrespected you.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, I'm you good enough for me to fuck. You good enough for me to lay up in your bed, or you laying up in my bed. You good enough to?
Okay,
I'm good enough to
fight. That's another scenario. You know, if you know you laying up in his bed and all that, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's like
I think both ways are just totally disrespectful. I think
y'all would have understood that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, how do I want to put it? If she knows she laying up with you and you ain't really gave her a title. I don't know. Well, I'm a rock with my
person. No. See, that's just it.
But he's saying that they was talking about getting married and
yeah,
all that
I mean,
other good stuff. She has a title right there.
We're going down that road to get married. I mean, we're going. I mean, you know,
right.
You know,
okay,
and I
yeah.
know. Don't nothing happen overnight.
Well,
but you know,
yeah,
we're
you know,
headed in that direction.
It's so many situationships. Way more than relationships. So, you know, you just, it's like so many ways shit going these days. You know, the little, this my hubby, you know, when you know damn well y'all just fucking around and, you know, he got a whole other situation.
Mm-hmm.
How they go? You know what I'm saying? So, it can go a different way. Shit, this should be 24/7.
I understand what you're saying, but this is the scenario we're putting it in. We're putting it in the scenario.
Okay, well, why you got to put it in there? You didn't say that, but okay.
I did. All right. I did, baby. I did.
Okay.
I said, you already said you was drinking, so you ain't listening to me.
Okay.
Right. No, but seriously, no, that's serious. All bullshit aside, the scenario is that we're living together. I mean, we're talking about getting married, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, the person comes to you and they like, you know, they know that, okay, we see where this relationship going. This relationship looks like it's going to the altar. And,
yeah.
You know, like I said, they're not saying it to be funny. They're using it as a term of endearment. You know, when they call you Mrs. Cash.
Right.
Oh, hey, how you doing, Mrs. Cash? They're not being funny or trying to be smart as they use it as a term of endearment. And you bust out, well, that ain't my name. My name is Johnson. When your actual last name is Smith, but Johnson is your ex-husband's name. Come on, man. That's not disrespectful.
I see what you're saying. Yes, very. And I already see. Yeah, but I'm just saying it's so many scenarios that go along with it. That just happens to be the safest. You know, I mean, you know, that just happens to be one of the quickest ways to get you slapped in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Other ways,
mm-hmm. Well, he's honest about it.
Right,
and like
the shit out of him before he's been getting out of the rest of the damn pictures out of his mouth.
Right, and like I said, in the scenario that you gave, I would be, and I feel like I would be just as disrespectful if I did you like that.
Uh-huh.
I do, and that's the honest God truth. I do feel like. If they sat there and was like, hey, Mr. Cash, and I look at you, she ain't motherfucker, she ain't Mr. Cash yet. Don't be giving her that. Man, I expect you to be like, you know what, fuck you. And whatever you do, I feel like I got it coming. If you packed up and walked the fuck away from me, I had it coming because I totally disrespected you in front of that man.
Uh-huh. Or, and then it's another scenario where as far as the dude, like, you know, you can chill with a certain chick and everybody seeing y'all together, but you steady saying, no, we ain't together. You know, his homeboys and stuff, but then you just like, we ain't together. You like, you know, tell these motherfuckers we ain't together. And they say, they think y'all together because they see y'all so much, but they don't know. So it's like, don't nobody know these situations.
I don't know.
But you know, people automatically, oh, they go together, but y'all say they saying no, but more you than him, you know what I'm saying? So when somebody say he's like, look, I'm tired of y'all saying that we is not together, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, damn, why, you know, he'll feel pissed too. You see what I'm saying? That's the I don't know the way it can go. You know,
from a male perspective.
Yeah.
If we just you know, we kicking it, you know, we you know what I'm saying, we go out there once in a while, we in a couple, and then I find out you saying that we are a couple, I'm gonna be upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be upset. Because I never asked you to be my woman, so why are you going around telling everybody you my woman?
That's not what I was saying, but I'm hearing it in my head, like, but I ain't saying it right. It's in my head, but, you know, carry on. I'm listening.
I don't think you should go around claiming a relationship if you ain't in that relationship. I mean, you know, a relationship takes two people, not just one.
Yeah. I do believe the relationship gone, get that people their name back. You know, I wouldn't be using it then, man. That's so I can get some free, a discount or something, the military discount or something. But I wouldn't wear it as a badge. I mean, hey, if it's over, it's over. Let it go. I feel like that's a form of holding on.
Hey, you know what? If I get divorced, my name is going to be included in the decree. I want my shit back. I want the bed and my name.
Oh,
keep
my
everything
God.
Else.
That is so
no,
petty.
I want my name back. No, why you
okay,
carrying
what
my name? I want the bed.
What if you can't get it? What if you can't get it back?
When
what if we go to court and the judge asks me? But what if we go to court and the judge asks me, ma'am, would you like to have your maiden name or your marriage name? And if I say my marriage name and there's nothing you can do about it, then how would you feel about it?
I object, Your Honor.
He said, well, sir, I'm sorry, you can't object.
Court
I would object to that. If you don't want to keep me, why you want to keep my name? If you don't want me, that means you don't want my name. You should get it back.
She wants your name because you brought her to court being petty.
I still want my name back. I mean, my mama kept her name all these years. I don't know why she never went back to the maiden name. I have no clue. I never even asked her. But if I was my father, I'd be like, hey, I want my name back.
Oh, my God.
I kept my last name, so shit. It ain't like I'm out there putting it out there if I'm with another dude. And he say, this is Miss Cass. I'll be like, hello, how you doing?
Well,
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
You
I'm not going to be like, oh, that's not my name.
And then if your name is that, some people still gonna call you that regardless.
Right.
Oh, but let me ask y'all a question. If you're gonna divorce the man, why would you wanna keep his name anyway?
What?
I don't want his name.
I mean, 'cause I'm. Why is you going through so much to get your name back? Is the question. You gave it to
me. No. You can't. Don't try to flip it. I'm the expert at flipping.
No, okay.
Don't try to flip it. Ask my question, please. Hold on for a second, y'all. What's happening to me?
Hello. And I'm going to keep his name because he begged me to change my name in the first place. I had to go through all that bullshit in order to get his name. So he should have a problem with me not changing it.
Right.
Now, see, you come in on the tail end of the whole thing with an attitude.
Hold on,
gave it to you.
Let me ask you. Okay, seriously, all jokes aside, you kept his name because he wanted you to?
No, he didn't oppose to it. You know, he didn't mind if I did or didn't. But my thing was, when we first got married, I didn't want his name there. I would rather kept my name or at least hyphenated it. He was like, you need to keep my, you need to get my name, and it don't matter how much you got to do. It's a lot of stuff we got to do to change our names over. Y'all don't realize that.
I do. My wife changed her name over. I know exactly what you got to do. But the point
is, to change it back to me, that's even worse. Because now you got to change it back to everything. You got to change it back to everything, to all the old stuff. You got to go back and get your driver's license. You know, I figure, shit, I'm going to get remarried, so I'll wait till I get remarried and get and then do it again.
That part.
Well, then you should have never divorced me.
Oh, what? My God.
How about
you
that?
You are petty.
You don't keep my name, you don't keep me. I come with the name, goddammit.
You would get on my nerve. Oh, my God.
I'll make her be crazy.
Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Okay, hold on. Why you done jumped your little sassy ass up in on the show at the ass in the conversation? Now, my thing is this. Let me ask you. If we together, and let's just say we at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we just out. Now, Father Time come to town. He walks up to you. You know, me and him speak. He walk up and he address you as, well, hey, how you doing, Mrs. Cass? And you look at him and you tell him, no, my name is not Mrs. Cass. My name is Mrs. Johnson, which is your ex-husband's last name. Do you think I should be mad? You think I should be mad?
Shit. No, you shouldn't be mad. That means if my name is still Mrs. Johnson, that means it's not Mrs. Cass. Then Mr. Cass should have put a ring on my finger, and then he could have called me.
But you know what? I guarantee you, if you say some shit like that, you won't have to worry about me putting a fucking ring on your finger.
I still agree. I agree with Janine. If that's
if
the
that's
last name, that's the last name.
If that's not my name, my legal name is whatever it is.
But, Janine, if y'all sitting there talking about getting married. If you sit there and disrespect me like that, you got to keep your fucking legal name. Keep your motherfucking legal name.
name to what you want it to be, then people could call me that. But don't call me what it ain't. Kind of pretend like I'm something I'm not. I'm not a pretender.
Okay.
Give it to me real.
No, you know what?
Give it to me real. Yeah, put a ring on the finger and my name will be Mrs. Tanz. Okay.
First off, smart ass. You understand it to be funny. He's using it as a term of endearment. Now, if you can't accept the term of endearment, then, all right, well, fuck it. Don't do it.
You is silly.
Oh, my God. Y'all still would get on my nerves.
Okay. If they call me my last name Johnson, they say, hello, Mr. Johnson. Y'all get offended by that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You're my witness. That's just like the flip side of that. If they said something like that
And I was like, shit, don't call her my last name. I would expect you to be upset with me because I felt like I disrespected you. I mean, if we headed towards that direction, if we're in a relationship and that's the direction we headed towards, and I sit there and say, well, she ain't Mr. Cash yet. She ain't Mr. Cash yet. She ain't. Don't call her that. I feel like I'm disrespected.
And yeah. Right, and two, you're giving her a compliment, so she should take it and roll with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. If y'all was right there, you know, on y'all way to be in there, I'm like, what is this? How wrong?
Who background is that loud?
Come on. No, it is.
That's all the name.
I tried not to chime in, but I had to. Y'all called me out.
Nobody called you out. You called yourself out.
Get in. Get him,
don't
girl.
No
just get him.
Don't be getting no attitude. I will put myself on mute. Okay?
I still don't understand why you kept the name. I want my shit
back. Because I just said cell light changing it, and nobody has said nothing. Ain't nobody said nothing about they don't appreciate me still having that name, so why should I change it?
All right.
I'm on your, hey, I'm
and
on
people
your
need to speak up. Then people need to speak up and say how they really feel.
All right.
I was just bullshitting, man.
God damn. You might have been drinking that juice earlier than a motherfucker tonight, boy.
You know I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I need to go get me a drink. I need to get on somebody. I need to get on their level for real.
You better hold up. You got a couple more minutes.
It is the last day of the year.
Turn it up.
She said, y'all called me out.
I don't recall nobody saying, Janine, this is for you.
All right.
Now, that's because of what I said. What I said was aimed towards her comment. I think that's why she chimed in. Even though it wasn't meant like that, she just caught what I said at the end, but not what I said at the beginning. And then had the attitude of started snapping. Let me tell y'all motherfuckers this. I kept the goddamn name. Okay. We know you kept
y'all
the name.
Y'all, it's crazy.
Hey, it's the last day of the year, y'all. Let's have some fun with it.
Oh, yes. I said turn it up.
I don't even know what turn up means. I see that shit all the time. Fuck that shit, man.
I mean,
get
just
drunk,
turn
right?
It up, get loose, do whatever you want to do. Set yourself free.
I always thought it meant let's go get drunk.
Oh, I don't know.
Turn the bottle up.
If you don't drink, get you some lemonade or some Kool-Aid and turn it up.
Anybody going out tonight?
Oh, no.
Sound like a light.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go out all right after midnight, turn this light off, and then listen to everybody shoot.
Well, I'm already out.
I got to work.
You be safe out there.
Yeah, I usually wait till after midnight before I leave back out. Let my soberness come through.
And that's right. Don't be driving and drinking.
Expert.
Yeah, are you drinking and driving, motherfucker? This is for everybody that's going to be out there drinking and driving. Pull it over.
Pull to the right, pull to the left. It all depends on which street you're on. But pull it over. And go on downtown in the paddy wagon and get you some sleep.
Gene, if you out, just be safe, all right? Well, fuck it, don't be safe.
You been silly. She probably gone.
Hey, Janine.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm here, yes.
For ignoring me?
I never liked you anyway. Pretty motherfucker.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling me pretty.
Don't forget the last part. Don't forget the last part. I was telling you, since you out, be safe.
Oh, well, thank you. I sure will. I always am.
So, like, somebody already turned up.
Okay.
I told y'all that's me. I'm trying to keep muting myself. That's why.
You at a club or a house?
I'm at house.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have to call me and chime in. I have to chime in, but I knew it was going to be a little loud.
Oh, it's all good.
So what are y'all saying? I missed some of the conversation. It seems like I came in right on time.
Mm-hmm. You came right on time.
You missed a lot of the conversation.
Oh. Well.
What are you guys' names?
Oh, so, I was just going by the last part I heard.
Exactly. You're supposed to go by the whole thing. See, now you got to go home and archive the show.
I'm
calling to apologize. I'm sorry, y'all. I just overreacted. I don't listen back to the show. I didn't mean to say that shit. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what it
seems
like y'all saying. I don't know. I mean, if they want to just call me that, I ain't going to be like, don't call me that. That's not my name. I mean, but it just depends on the situation.
You're right.
I think it depends on how you say it. I mean, if you say it with attitude, then, you know, I'm going to look at you like, well, damn, he didn't know. You didn't have to correct him like that. You know, I think it's a way that you can say that without, you know what I'm saying, offending nobody. You know, excuse me, but, you know, my name is so-and-so. That's just me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I can say, damn, am I talking to myself? It's awful quiet tonight.
I'm on peaches on here.
I feel you, brother. I feel you 110%.
All right, well, I'm going to play a song, man. I got this parody song, y'all. Y'all might like this. I found this the other day. Check this one out.
I hate Santa Claus, and I'm not a fan at all. Beat a ranger with a hammer until I break the handle off. My name is Slim Shady. Here to distort the message. My crazy mama gave me a pitchfork for repressing.
Triple con. I got lots of gifts for her. Not a purse to come, so I'm not gonna have my chili cooking. Yellow goose, that yellow cap. Yellow woman on my lap. She must think I'm Santa Claus. But Gucci is a good one.
Milk, cookie, pop, candy cane, gingerbread man,
I think I'm Chris Kringle, Saint Nick, in the mouth, buying gifts, PlayStation, DVR, everybody getting money on them gift cards.
Presents for the kids, and I can't wait to unwrap them. And I can't wait till I get paid, just so I can jack them. Come back the other day if we don't come down my chimney. But no presents for me, no PS3, and they're trying to keep me drama free.
Obviously,
Christmas video ever.
I made my home from gingerbread. Cross the gone, my homie dead. My flow so hot, melted his head. But my ice so cold, brought him back from the dead.
It's Christmas time, Hanukkah, 8 candles. Yeah. Maybach, Bugatti, 8 Phantoms. Yeah, we living lavish, truck on 33. 5-star G, I put the star on the tree.
I'm Wayne, he'll sit me at the head of the table. With the 3 kings, Mary Jo, bring gifts and labels. I need cheese, stuffed turkeys, all the fixings. Got that Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner. Don't forget Rudolph, Red Nose, the reindeer. Nose match all the shoes, bottoms that I have here. Bringing joy to the world. Can you hear me? Santa, I want presents down my chimney.
You wall flies love presents like a little kid. I love whips, I love vice, and I'm about my biz. Red Ferrari is my sleigh when I'm in the hood. All the boys ain't fucking like y'all thought I would. Me and Santa in the whip, passing presents out. All the kids looking happy, not a single pop. It's Christmas time, candy canes, eggnog, and snow. Next year we going harder, just thought you should know.
It's Christmas time, you know what it is. It's Drizzy Drake and Santa giving presents to the kids. Ooh, gingerbread and candy canes. I mean, wide, I'm insane. I'm playing, but now I'm really sane.
I bought a flock of reindeer just for kicks. I'm sick, so cold, it's a blizzard when I spit. Miss Claus on my phone, and she won't leave me alone. 6 shifts of Lamborghini, throttle down, and I'm gone.
Okay, please, Drizzy Santa, 3 wise men. And I'm the best. Where my heart lives, you touch my Christmas present, I make you lose a limb. Now you tiny Tim. Where's your violin that make me ever need a food? Big money wise, be the F baby, and the F is for Felice, not be back. And you know I'm rain the black, don't know who I am. I kill this Christmas beat, I just went holiday. If I had a present, I'd open it on Monday, play with it on Tuesday. Break it on Wednesday, return it on Thursday, I'll do a customer service on Friday, because I couldn't get a full refund, they wouldn't give them a full refund.
Connor and Dixon,
Christmas music.
Man, where the fuck did that song come from?
I thought it was funny, man.
Yeah, it was funny.
Song I've heard
it wasn't
in my life.
It wasn't a real people. Like, you know, they had the Nicki Minaj in there, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown. Fake people. Sounding like them. We got a new caller, though. Caller, what's happening? I don't know if it's a new caller or not.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy New Year.
What's
Happy
up, man?
Happy New Year.
Hey.
What's going on?
Tell it.
We talking about your topic tonight.
I've been listening. I've been listening, but I was a little busy. I've been listening.
Now, let me ask you a question. You posted it. So... why did you post it? I mean, are you in that situation? You know somebody in that situation? Where did it come from?
It came from me. It came from me. like I said, if we get a divorce, I'm taking my name back. I don't want to have nothing. You know, I don't want to have nothing to do with him. If that divorce is final, just give me my name and I'm gone.
Uh-huh.
That's just how I feel. Like I said, everybody's different, so.
Well, I don't know if you heard me earlier or not, but you divorced me. I want my name back anyway.
I'm going to give you that motherfucker, too.
We'll take your little name. Don't nobody care.
hey, I care. My mama care.
Yeah, my man got nothing to do with this conversation.
My mama's going to be like, get our motherfucking name back.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, hell no.
I'm going to tell mama, no problem, mama, y'all can have that name back.
Right. Because you don't give me my name back and we ain't getting no divorce. I ain't signing nothing.
Oh, you ain't got to say it. We could still get divorced without you saying
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'll contest it. Hello, I can't contest it. I do have that right. Mhm. See, all the ladies got quiet then.
No, you didn't hear Peaches. I said you cannot. If we want to keep that last name, there's nothing you can do about it, boo-boo. Nothing. Zippo. You can fight it. I don't care what you go through. You will not win. Trust me.
That's bullshit. I don't believe that. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I just don't believe that. I believe that if I make a strong, if I tell the judge I want my name back, why wouldn't he grant me my name back?
Okay, like I told you earlier, I gave you 20 years, and I'm not going to get that name up. Uh-uh.
You charged me by the letters of my name, huh? 20 years.
I can't hear you.
That's crazy. You're going to give me my name back, though, right?
No, you ain't getting your name back.
Well, me say she don't give me my name back.
I'm keeping it.
Me personally, I don't care about you get having your name back. It's just if I feel like doing it or not.
Exactly.
What you mean if you felt like doing it?
That's why.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't like it?
Instead, then pay me my money to get my name changed. If you pay for me to get my name changed, then I'll get my name changed immediately.
All right.
Well, then you pay me for the last 20 years I went to the divorce.
I knew he was going to switch it up.
We were together for 20 years. How about you pay me for the 20 years?
All right, now.
I did pay you.
You ain't paying me nothing, because I put it all to me.
You know what? You know how I paid you, Janine? This is how I paid
what?
You. I paid you because I didn't kill your ass for all that crazy ass shit you went through. That's your payment right there.
Come on, let's
go.
You've been drinking,
you ain't
fucking driving no damn
way. I want $100 per year. How many years I want $100? Times how many years we've been together.
The only place that's open is fucking Walmart.
Well, I guess we both can break out eating because I ain't paying nothing.
We just want to get out any fucking way.
Well, love calls, goddammit. And I want to tell you for my love.
All right. You can't put a price on love.
Shit, I can. If you're going to divorce me,
True that. You can. But in reality, there's no price on love. If you love somebody, you love somebody from your heart unconditionally.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's true. Now, that's just my opinion. That's just Peach's opinion. So take it, you know, any way you want to, but that's the real life. That's the reality of life. 2014, 2013, 20 whatever. It's the reality
when you wake up.
Hey,
dog, I ain't going to even touch that one, man. I'm going to let you go ahead and touch that, dog. Go ahead.
You know what? I was about to say something, man. And, I mean, this beer is totally off the conversation. But, I mean, if y'all got a friend, because I truly believe that everybody on here is a grown woman status or grown man status. But if y'all got a friend that's on Facebook is talking about they finna delete their page because it's a new year and they finna get their life together, you tell that punk motherfucker, you tell that dumbass bitch, if Facebook is really fucking your life up, you got more problems than reading other people's status.
Amen. I'm
fucking tired of seeing this shit. I'm about to delete my page.
Delete it, and then they turn right back around with five minutes.
You ain't got to make no speech. Just delete the motherfucker. Trust me, we probably won't even know that you're gone.
Because in five minutes, they're going to put it right back on.
Right, they're going to reactivate it.
just because they. I mean, but if Facebook is what I mean, I know y'all. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all got a Facebook page, and I know y'all see this shit time in, time out. I'm about to delete my page because it's time for me to get my life together.
Hell no, because I ain't gonna let Facebook rule me.
This social site is really stopping your life from getting together? Facebook is stopping your life?
You weak-minded person.
No, that means you got too much free time on your motherfucking hand. Nine times out of ten, you ain't working. You ain't. That go for men, too. Men, too. All you motherfucking niggas out there talking about some, I'm for the delete. Oh, my God. I'm for the start deleting people.
Who that irks me?
Who cares? Just do it.
Deleted.
I probably got deleted by 1,000 people, and ain't noticed not one person that deleted me yet.
You silly. But guess what? Don't ask me to add you as a friend again.
I mean, I've actually had people come up to me like, you know, I deleted you off my page. No, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm just saying, if Facebook is your motherfucking, I mean, literally, if Facebook really got you to that point where it's like, all right, I got to delete Facebook in order to get my life together, come on, man. You got a real problem.
Hey. Facebook,
I mean, am I wrong? If I'm wrong, man, please tell me. Anybody
you
think
right.
I'm wrong, just, I mean, because I mean, seriously. I'm serious, dog. I mean, you know how many times you see that shit? I'm finna get my life in order, so I'm gonna be deleting my Facebook page. Huh?
Yeah, that's some BS. That's some BS.
You can't think of nothing else to do to get your life in order. How about trying to go get your kids back? How about going and get their ass from motherfucking whatchamacallit? Because the state then took your kids. Maybe that could get your life in order. How about going to get a job? That can get your life in order. Facebook, really? I mean, I just can't see it.
Well, I mean, you got some motherfuckers, man, that's on this shit all day, every day. They ain't got nothing else to do.
No, that it dictates their life, dog. I mean, because I sit there, and I ain't going to lie. I try to start as many arguments as I can. If I see some motherfucker talking about some motherfucker, I get on that shit, say his name. He said, fuck you. She said, fuck you. I get on that quick. I try to start fights with everybody just for the fuck of it. Because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that Facebook could dictate your life like that.
Man, some motherfuckers like teenagers with cell phones, man. They can't go without that shit. They need that drama. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
motherfuckers need that drama.
I mean, I'm just saying, man. It just gets ridiculous. It gets to the point where it's just like, oh, my God. I'm just like, really? You know, like, damn, Facebook. It's a social site. Hell, I tell a motherfucker quick. Well, if y'all want to get through with all that drama, go to SinCityRadio.net. Ain't no drama on now.
None whatsoever, unless I'm starting it. Other than that, we drama free. Y'all know I'm the drama king, especially when I get that shit in me. I'm liable to say anything.
You said that.
I seen something today that I got a lot of people don't like me, man. I've come to realize that.
Hell, I only like you every once in a while, depending on the situation. So I can believe that.
Yeah, I really got a lot of people don't like me. And for some strange reason, a lot of people said I'm arrogant.
Wow. You never heard that before?
Now, hold on. I posted something, and a young lady was like, why are you so conceited? Well, I got to be conceited because I love myself.
Well, you can love yourself, but, you know, it's hard when you're in love with yourself.
That ain't hard. You're supposed to be in love with yourself.
I'm saying, what's the difference?
Why you got the cosign? You've been on mute all this time. You jump off mute just the cosign. Now you got to get yourself back on mute.
That's right.
What
happened, man? What did you say for her to say you're conceited? What did you say? What did you post?
I posted a picture of me when I was a baby. And next to the picture, I posted a picture of Pam Grier when she was young, you know, during her Foxy Brown days.
I saw that.
And on the picture, it said, he's going to be fine. So I posted a more recent picture, and I posted a picture of Foxy Brown, a more recent picture of Foxy Brown. And the caption said, see, I told you. So old girl was like, why are you so conceited? Why not? Am I supposed to wait on you to tell me I look good?
Let me ask you this question, dog. Do you need somebody to tell you you look good?
That's just the whole problem. I don't need nobody to validate me. I feel like this. If I feel like saying I look good, then goddamn it, I'm going to say it. Because I don't need somebody to validate me.
Amen.
But you got to understand, though, man, if you post stuff like that, that's how people going to read it.
And you know what? And if you do, then so be it. Fuck you. Because
that's what I'm saying. If you post that, you don't let you can't let nobody get you upset because you should be expecting
that type of reaction
from people.
No. Hold on. That's the whole thing. I didn't get upset about it. It made me laugh. Because at the same instance, I do remember you saying how good I look. So now, why? Because I didn't give you a chance? Now you want to get on the motherfucker talking about that I'm conceited?
Whoa. Let's clarify something up. When you said you were referring to her, right?
You know damn well I wasn't referring to your black ass.
Okay, I just want to make sure we put that out on the air, because you said you told me that I looked. I'm like, I ain't never said that shit. I just want to make sure that people know what's going on.
Father Time, you is a hot mess.
I'm just fucking with you, dog. I got that shit in me, y'all.
I'm just saying,
you at home, let it loose, do what you do.
I'm trying to get in that wig mode, because he good and gone by now.
Like I said, man, I'm just to the point where I can't understand why a motherfucker how did you get mad?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know this young lady that said you're conceited? Do you know her personally?
I know of her. I don't know her personally, and she don't know me personally. She know of me like I know of her.
Well, you should have told her to kiss your ass and move on.
No.
Unfree me. You know what I posted? Unfree me.
You know what? And the funny thing, now, as far as, like, my baby mama, and normally I don't say that, but fuck it. They said they took shots at me. So, fuck it. They'd be baby mamas for the day. And, I mean, they went at me hard. They went at me hard, dog. They clowned me. They went at me hard.
But well, technically they can do that. They know you personally. And
right, well, my thing is this. I don't... Exactly. So, I mean, evidently you have to think something about me. One of y'all got two kids by me. The other one got one. So I mean,
that still don't have nothing to do with it, but you know, they just always gonna be a hater on your page no matter what.
That's why my baby mama is my friend. My baby mama is not my friend. She can't put shit on my, and I got her ass blocked. Maybe she tried to put some shit on my page.
You is silly.
Fuck you. Block them all, man. Block them.
I don't need to. I don't need to block them.
I'd say block them.
Oh, for what? I like, you know what? I like when you see my post. I like, you
That's
know what?
Right.
When I put a post up and it aggravates you, it makes me feel good.
That means you did your job for that day.
Exactly. If I put a post up and it aggravates you, if you, I can't stand him, and you really don't even know me, yeah, I did my job.
So where's Janine at? Now, if I would have said some shit like that, Janine be all on the motherfucking phone. 3, 2, 1, no reaction. I'm just fucking with a dog.
I mean, I'm just saying, dog. I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm looking. And I, you know, and you have to see.
I saw the post,
I mean,
man.
Did you read what I wrote on the picture?
Yeah, I saw it.
Right, so
I saw like all 29 comments on it too.
Right. Now, if you read it, you seen why I said what I said. I mean, shit, my thing is this. What I said on there is your woman's love can make you feel that way. Did I not?
But man, all I can tell you is, man, when you post it, you have to expect that, man.
No, see,
you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and like I said, for all practical purposes, I didn't get mad about it. I mean, like I said, my whole thing was, I'm sitting there like, you know, I mean, without even reading it, you jumped on it like, he just so conceited. But, I mean, that was me giving a compliment to the real women out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because if you read it, you seen at the end, I said a woman's love will make you feel like that. Well, I think if you got upset about it, man, you ain't never made a man feel like that.
All right, preach.
Hey.
And I mean,
I said away from that kind of stuff, dog.
I invite it. I love it. Bring it on. Because my whole thing is, like I said, if you seen it and you read it, man, you got to be like, damn, for a motherfucker. You know, damn, that's the type of way I want my man to feel.
But right. You know what, though? When I was reading it, I didn't, to be honest with you, dog, unless it was some inside shit that I didn't know about, I didn't see no attacks, man, to be honest with you. Now, they could have been saying some shit that only you and them know about. You know what I mean? From what I was reading, I didn't see any attacks. I mean, first baby mama said some shit. But, you know, other than that, I saw her attack you. But I didn't really see the other one.
Now, you know why you didn't see the other ones? Because after she seen that it was more compliments than attacks, she deleted all her statements. And I sent that message. You didn't have to delete nothing. You know, I could take your criticism. Yeah. By all means. If you feel like this way, put it on there.
Well, she should have knew that. I've been criticizing you for 30 years.
Like I said, my whole thing was, if you read it, you couldn't help but think, okay, man. I mean, I would think that, I hope my man feel that way. You know, if you're a woman reading it and you read it all the way through, you will see that it was like, okay, this is what a woman makes him feel like. This is what this woman makes him feel like. Damn, I hope my man feel that way. But see, everybody seen the first couple of sentences. Oh, he arrogant. He conceited. That just goes to show you. That just goes like they say. You put a motherfucker. You could put the motherfucker how to win $1 million into, and all you got to do is put it in a book, and a motherfucker will never win it. A lot of motherfuckers will never win it because motherfuckers are afraid of knowledge.
True. God damn, man. Was you off today?
Preach it on, baby. What? Preach.
God you damn. Said what, I'm some Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Who the fuck you been listening to today?
I mean, it's real talk, baby. It's real talk. That's all.
That motherfucker said, like, if you don't read the book, you never get paid. What the fuck is
exactly.
going on?
Exactly, man.
Wow. You some Dr. Phil watching motherfucker today, boy.
Hey, man, call it what you want. Call it what you want, brother. All I'm doing is just preaching the truth, man. All I'm doing is telling the truth because that, like I said, with that one right there, I mean, it was a perfect example of a motherfucker looking at the pictures and not reading the words.
Well, they had to read the words in order to say the comments that they said.
No,
I'm not gonna lie to you, dog. I'm gonna tell you straight up. I'm not gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. When I first read it, I thought the same thing. I'm like, look at this motherfucker here. And that was just from reading the picture. Because at the end, you did say you said something to the effect he showed it or he whatever the last fucking word the last sentence was. Something to the effect of he show is or something like that.
See, I told.
Exactly. Now, on the outside looking in, my first thought was, look at this motherfucker here. I'm not going to lie to you, dog. That was my first thought. And I ain't changed my perspective until I read it all the way through. I'm not going to lie. But from first glance, that's the same thing I thought, too.
Okay, and
straight up.
Once again, if you look at the picture, like I said, if you put the secret to winning $1 million in the book, motherfucker won't. It'll be a lot of motherfuckers around here broke trying to wonder, damn, how did he get rich? Simple scenario, just read.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's Facebook. Don't nobody read. Motherfuckers look at the picture and form their own opinion.
That's the problem.
9 times out of 10, but some people read.
That's the problem with the world today.
They don't read.
Well, I didn't read that first, and I came up with the same thing they did. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with him? And then I said to myself, let me read this shit. Because at first glance, I just saw the picture. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I mean, you have to expect that, man. Most motherfuckers just look at the picture. Motherfuckers like me.
And I say the same thing to you that I say to them. You'll never be a millionaire.
Shit, what's the name of the book? Bet y'all go read it.
Why?
How? Give me the name.
How would you? All I got to do is put a... All I got, if I put a picture up there, you're not going to read it. You're just going to look at the pictures.
Yeah, at first glance, but shit, if I see dollar signs, I'm going to read the picture.
Well, see, that's just it. That's just it. You're not going to see the dollar sign.
Look, man, all I'm telling you, dog, is you have to expect those type of comments
and when I
on Facebook.
I bring them. But then at the end, like I said, once she read it, who looked as stupid? Her or me?
Well, if she deleted the comments, I guess she did.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, damn, dog, we talking about a baby mama, so we already know that situation.
No. That wasn't my baby mama that made that comment. Oh, they kept their shit on there. They ain't going to delete shit. This was a random motherfucker.
Oh, this is somebody you don't know?
Yes. Until they read it. Then once they read it, they deleted it. They deleted their comment.
I'm going on there right now to see what the big fuss is about.
That's
you
what
better
I'm
ask
saying.
Mr. Hooks. You better ask Mr. Hooks if you can get on somebody else's page.
Y'all so fool. All right, man. It's time to get the hell up out of here, man. Fuck it. I need to drink.
All right, let's do this. Slick Mick. You've been quiet all night. You got any last words for us, dear?
Yes, indeed, baby. Happy New Year, everybody, and I'll be on here tomorrow night.
Same to you.
What's up? Hey, I got that 75 waiting on you, baby. Janine, take the phone off mute and tell us if you got some last words. Tick-tock, tick-tock. Okay. Ms. Peaches, you got any last words for us?
Yes, I enjoyed tonight's topic, and I enjoyed everybody's conversation. I enjoyed talking to everybody, and y'all keep up the good work, and have a safe New Year, New Year's Eve, and the next day after that, thank God, like always, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
That's what's up. Yay. What you got, dog?
Hey, man, SinCityRadio.net. Hey, to everybody, Happy New Year's. Party good. Party responsibly. Everybody, make it to tomorrow.
Happy New
okay.
Year.
Same to you.
She's full of that shit.
She's late than a motherfucker. She's drunk as hell, man. You know she drinks like drink or smoking or something.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Same to
it's
you.
It's our party
be
and
safe.
Drink on.
That's what's up. Hey, thank everybody for calling. And thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And if you're out, partying, be safe. And we'll see everybody tomorrow night. Same time. Peace.